often sneak.
I'm sorry, does passing game need to kind of take some, release some of the pressure there?
Yeah, definitely. You know, if the running game's not working, obviously we have to go to the passing game. You know, a lot of our success this year has come from play action, and that's right. Opened us up. But, you know, the next guy that steps in, we have total confidence that he'll come in and make plays and be able to produce in a running game.
Mm-hmm. You're into politics, I think, aren't you?
No, I stay away from politics.
Okay.
Yeah, get you in trouble.
Tell me about it. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
When you know ahead of time that chances are Mark might not be able to go for you Saturday, you're going to be having Greg in the backfield. How does that change like the preparation in terms of the type of back that you have?
It starts in the coach's room. It starts with what their plan is, mm-hmm. and then that trickles down to you know, Coach Campbell knowing what we're going to do, and well, actually trickles down to Coach Davis knowing with the game plan. That goes to Coach Campbell, then it goes to us receivers in the meeting room. So, you know, based off of that and what we plan on doing today, we're going to work on our game plan, you know, and whether it's pass the ball, whether it's run the ball more, that's basically what it is. Just go by game plan.
Is there kind of a bit of motivation here going up against a team like Penn State, just considering the fact that a year ago you played them, you were only able to come away with 3 points?
Yeah, but I forgot that. You know, you forget things like that. But it's motivation, obviously, because it's a Big Ten game. You know, we have a very special chance to do some big things this year. And, you know, it's a big game. It's a night game, home game in Kinnick, you know, all the things like that. Plus, it's another opportunity to compete. And, you know, you don't get too many chances in your career. So that's a big thing.
You mentioned the potential to do big things. Is that something that maybe starts creeping into your mind a little bit more when you're coming off a game like this past Saturday where you managed to take?
No, that actually comes into our mind at the beginning of the season, you know, before we even start working. You know, you set your goals high, and you know, you fight to attain them, and throughout the whole year when you have that opportunity, you always believe that you can achieve it, and we still feel like we can do some big things.
Now, what's Jordan Canzeri like in practice? Because Coach was saying that he has gotten some reps with the first team.
Yeah.
Actually, I
haven't really seen Jordan too much in practice. The last time I saw him, he was down there working with scout team, helping those guys out, doing a great job with that. And I really haven't seen him with us too much.
But have you noticed, like, when the times that you have had an opportunity to be around him, just kind of like that itch of, okay, he really wants to get back out there?
Yeah, definitely. He's been working extremely hard to get back healthy, you know, and from what I've seen, he's moving around, you know, he looks normal, he's going hard, you know, so I think he's hungry, but, you know, whether he plays or not, that's up to the coaches.